Well, hello, welcome to Hope in Despair. I'm William.
I'm Latif.
And we'll be talking about the Asylum System on the BCB 106 Radio FM show. Latif, can you tell me about yourself and your life before you were in the Asylum System?
Oh, thank you, William. First, when we find ourselves in life, first we should be grateful. I started my life in Africa, especially Benin, west of Africa. I got a good start in life. My parents helped me a lot, and I can say I became a teacher in my country. I come from a very big family. Thanks to God, I become a teacher. And I started teaching year 7 in my country in 2012. And today I'm in the UK. And that's all I can tell you about that question, William, for now. And what about you, William? Could you please tell me about yourself?
I'm a little bit different from your story. From the start, my parents are from Nigeria. I was born in Gambia, and my mom moved a lot because she was like a cloth trader, and she went from places to places trading clothes, and we moved a lot. I never really spent time in a specific place for more than 2 years or 1 year. I remember family that I was in school a lot, and I got in trouble a lot also. I wasn't really doing well in school. I was like, in Africa, there's like a ranking system. And like the teacher basically rank your performance among other kids. And, you know, being the last, it doesn't motivate you to try your hardest. Instead, it like discourages you to like, you know, stay behind. But starting life before Asylum, I was in boarding school and I actually enjoyed it. I found like my second family in a way. And coming here was a lot different, you know, from back home. I had to learn everything from scratch, the English. I spoke English, but like, you know, not kind of exam English. The maths was different, the subjects were different, and I was behind again. But at the moment, I'm doing well, and I hope to go into uni this year also.
Thank you, William. William, now I will be playing a motivated song that will inspire me.
What is the song about?
It's a bit about in my language, Yoruba. And okay. I know in your country as well, people do speak Yoruba in your in your country as well. And we will be hearing the song together now.
Lati pin ore mi biyanju ko ma dabe ejo to koja lori apata ti o si nipa ninu aye la nfori wi
lati pin ore mi biyanju
Koma da bi ejo to koja
lori apata ti o si
ni pa ni aye Lati pin ore mi biyanju koma da bi ejo to koja lori apata ti o si ni pa ni aye
Lati pin ore mi biyanju koma da bi ejo to koja lori apata ti o si ni pa ni aye
Ajara mo tun ti debi ise mi o sauti o Arewa mo tun ti debi ise mi sauti ogbon baba ise mi eniti afiseran to si nkorin iranti bojo se yo la nyo tun afiti oyin o badun lorin wa oni dun leti mo ku ti so tele sauti o seranti pe ko ma gbodanu orin mi oniti orin eni ni pelola lai lai titi eni ni koye hun egba pe ko leti ko le ti inu ko ni ti ta aditi eni ni ki lati e nko na le ni ti o fe ti o te ngo ni wa afiti to ba me ti o te ku oto ko de ti o e so fun to ba me ti o te ku oto to de ti ko ni fe borin mi mo to ju sauti o
lati pe ore mi biyoju ko ma da be jo to koja lori apata ti o si ni pa ni aye
osupa atudi do de pelu orin agboye akore de osupa ti gbo gbo agbaye tati mo dale gbe ki kan nsaroye bo ba se tomo la wa nfo orin salaye inu aye la wa fe ni toni akore aye alagboye sin to ngbe ninu aye.
Hello Latif again. After that wonderful music, I wanted to ask you more questions. What is driving people to seek asylum in the UK?
Thank you, William. I believe drive people to speak asylum is different. And what I can say that is based to maybe they can't live alone. Maybe they're having problem. They are fed up life. And now this life, if we see the life, you know, one day, whether we want or not, we are going to die. It's good to live a good life before we die, you know, William. And I think when you see people like your mate, especially when we were in Africa, the life in Africa, not everybody, but some family, you know, didn't have a good start at all. The background is not good. And when you were at primary school, you had some friends who, you know, suddenly you hear them there. Today they are in America, they are in France, they are in, you see for yourself that they are doing well. You'll be asking yourself, but what about my destiny? What's going on? If my parents fail to help me to be where I would like to be in life, why can't I struggle myself? That's what I think might bring some people to seek asylum or to be refugees. Maybe family problem, family issues.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's what bring many people to seek asylum or to be refugees. William, and for your own experience, could you please tell me what you know that can push people to seek asylum or to be refugees?
I believe people like seek asylum to find a better life. And for example, my family, Nigeria, like you might have not known this, Nigeria is a really corrupt place. Most African countries are, the rich become richer, the poor people become poorer. And the people that should help, like keep taking from the poor to become more wealthy, and they don't really help anyone. And a few people get, you know, really fed up because they look at other countries and they see that the government is actually helping the people and they want to be part of that system. They want to be part of those people so that they know that if they work hard, they're going to make it. And I feel like coming down to the UK might actually solve those kind of situations. And I believe, like, you know, sometimes it's just to have a better life for their children.
Now, William, what I can say now is that when people fail to make it in their own country and they are blessed to fly to another country just to turn to a good leaf. There is a song who always motivate me personally, that always push me to not to stop, that without parents, I can still make it. We will be listening to the song right now.
Ah, aïe, 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 oui, j'ai mal. Aïe, 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 c'est fort. C'est vraiment fort, très, très fort. Cette fois-ci, c'est plus grave que jamais. C'est du Maxi, 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 Maxi. Et Maxi, Maxi, Bouka. Aïe aïe aïe, vous connaissez la voix, mon amour c'est Stéphane Doucouré de Amidou, donc ça la sagacité. Aïe aïe aïe, les gens n'aiment pas les gens, mais les gens avancent. Les gens n'aiment pas les gens, mais ils aiment l'argent des gens. Oui, J'aime les jaloux, j'aime les méchants. J'aime les aigris, parce qu'ils me permettent de me corriger. Je suis fort, vraiment fort, et très fort, sérieusement fort. Oui, on n'est pas président pour rien. On est président quand on est fort. Depuis 5 ans, depuis 6 ans, je suis fort. À la laï, c'est à rien de courir très fort. Mais c'est la rivière qui compte. On va tourner doucement, on va tourner doucement. Non, hommage à la jeunesse ivoirienne, à la jeunesse de tout le monde entier. Et sachez que dans la vie, seul le travail paye. Il faut lutter, il faut se battre, il faut batailler pour arriver là-bas. On ne s'en sort pas, on ne compte pas sur les parents. On construit soi-même pour devenir ce qu'on est aujourd'hui. C'est moi le présent très très fort, le présent du saga premier très très fort de sa génération. Les gens n'aiment pas les gens, mais je suis très fort aujourd'hui. Ouais, ça faut du travail, il faut travailler. Car le travail, à la fin, ça c'est le récompense, ça c'est le récompense, ça c'est paye, et ça c'est paye. Ça c'est fait, et ça c'est fait, et ça c'est le compense, et ça c'est le compense. Président Malik Toé,
venez danser, le saga est arrivé dans la cité. Juste frapper la Côte d'Ivoire, des coups de fusil par-ci, le canon par-là, tous s'étonnés, on nous annonce la mort de Boka. Marcelin Yassé et du général Guéillo, des centaines de personnes sont tombées cette nuit-là. On était choqués, on a beaucoup pleuré, ça faisait pitié, on était tous abattus, comme le Messie. Arriva un jeune homme avec son bataillon armé de joie et de gaieté. Comment il s'appelle, oh,
courage de femme.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a créé?
La sagacité.
On l'a critiqué, on l'a insulté. Pour finir tout le monde en sagacité. Il a mis la joie dans nos corps, il nous fait oublier nos soucis. Qu'est-ce qu'il a créé?
La sagacité.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a créé?
La sagacité.
Il vient de moi, comment il s'appelle? Oh oh oh.
Reste femme.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a créé?
La sagacité.
Et ton fils, Sylvain Djedje?
Oui, je suis l'ambassadeur de la joie en Côte d'Ivoire. Le messie de la joie en Côte d'Ivoire. Après avoir monté le coupé décalé, aujourd'hui je viens avec le coupé décalé chinois. Je viens avec la proclamation, je viens avec la certification. Allez, Didier Pico, Didier Pico, Didier Pico, pour parler ma queue.
So Latif, I have two more questions for you on today's show, and the third question is, what are the impacts of the Asano system on you? How do you live with it? What struggle do you go through in this system?
William, thank you for asking. And my answers will come in two different ways. At the beginning, it was not easy. You know, I was living in London before.
Yes.
I lived there, say, 8 years before we were moved to Bradford, my family and I. See, if you look at the distance from London to here, it's not easy. Just one day, a place you've been living for 8 years, suddenly you just find
yourself. The environment changes.
Yeah, it changes. But as I know what I was going through, I don't have choice. I have to follow them. And that's the reason why I'm in Bradford today. My family and I, we come across a lot of challenges regarding asylum, to be an asylum seeker. At the moment, what I can tell you is there are some benefits in seeking asylum and also disadvantages at the same time. In the UK here, I've been always, I want my kids to do good, you know, to move ahead. There are some schools that I would love my kids to go to, but they couldn't go at the moment due to my present situation, you know. And the way you see some people, maybe indigenous of the country, citizen, their life are different from my family and I at the moment. The life is different. I always see that they are on top of me at the moment. They are doing well than me. For example, I can tell you that as I'm here now, I can't go to I can't go to the bank, William. But if I go there, what will I be telling them? I'm in the asylum system. Or I'm in the country. Just for the time being, nobody knows me. Just I can say maybe only refugee action. The team, they know someone is Latif Elegbedi and his family. But apart from that, there are some restrictions for my family and I, to do at the moment. Now, all this is something that sometimes it made me lose my mind. But if I'm going to tell you about the advantages, like the life I was living in London before was very hard. But for me today here now to find myself in a three-bed house and I have food every week, I think it's very good for me, William. I appreciate that, and I always appreciate Refugee Action staff for doing this. That maybe if Refugee Action is not in the world, maybe we don't have a damn system just there to bear support and assistance to refugees and asylum. I know the world will have been turned to a jungle. You can't leave it. Many people will die. William, okay. William, I will not be able to finish today. There are a lot of advantages and disadvantages in seeking asylum. But we will not be able to finish that today due to the time we've been given. William, could you please tell me the impact of to be an asylum seeker, the impact it has on you, the impact there, please.
Thank you for your question, Latif. There are a lot of impacts, especially for me, you know, being a young adult and having those restrictions, as you said, on me is very, really hard. For example, I don't have, like, you know, a bank account. I don't even have an ID. I'm not even able to work or make money for myself. I can't really, you know, say that I like this fashion or I like this kind of clothes. Let me get it to look good among my friends, among my peers. Or, for example, my friends calling me, William, you know, do you want to go out? Do you want to go out clubbing? Do you want to go to the cinema? Do you want to do this? Or do you want to, you know, just the normal kind of young adult thing to do? And I will basically say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I make very silly excuses, but the real truth is I don't have the money. And I feel embarrassed to tell them, like, I'm struggling and I am in the asylum system and I can't really do anything. And over the years, I've lost a lot of friends. In fact, I have zero friends at the moment. And it really hurts. The second reason is I feel stuck. I feel like I'm in a limbo. Like, I see my friends graduating from university and I feel sad because by now I should be able to, you know, I should be done with school by now, able to get job, able to do things, but I can't do any of that because I don't even have the resources to go to university. I'm happy for the, you know, the UK government because they provided and helped my family a lot. But I feel like I wish I was able to go to school, continue my studies, and just feel like I belong.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, William.
That is about it. Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear that. But we know one day, if we don't stop, we continue going, one day we will get there.
Yes, William. So, guys, I have a really wonderful song. My music taste is a bit different, but I would like to introduce AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
We'll be right back.
So Latif, before closing the show, here's the last question. What do you feel like you want to contribute to the UK?
Thank you, William, for asking me. You know, my life at the moment in the UK is not so bad at the moment. And if I find myself to be, because I don't know which area I fall to at the moment, but I know if I find myself to be in a good place to work today in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, William, I will try to do my best. Because if we look at a refugee, the assistance they are bringing to people is a lot. And I always say it, to myself, how will I improve this system? Look, in which area I find myself today in the UK, I be a good person in the society, especially for the people coming behind, and I make sure I leave behind me a good legacy, you know, in the UK today. I always want to work hard, do everything by heart. And I could bring to our show today, not to ask her a question, but I just want to follow example, like Christy. I know she is our leader. And what I'm saying is that she is a good example to me. Okay, today I always want to make UK great in which area I find myself. Because UK was great. If it was not great, we will not be able to get all the assistance we are getting today. Now, I always tell myself that, how can I make it more greater than this? Thank you, William.
Thank you, Latif.
William, please, if you find yourself blessed with job opportunities, what do you think you will do for UK?
Not just for the UK, right? I feel like, let me start from the beginning. My hero or someone that I look up to is Elon Musk. And this guy is like, how will I say? He's super rich and he uses his money, you know, to try to improve or innovate, you know, technology to greater heights. But there's one thing that I find really odd about him. It's like he's trying to go to Mars and trying to start a new Earth colony in Mars and everything. And I feel like if he used those money, you know, to improve Earth, to make Earth better, you know, renewable energy kind of thing, maybe try to increase the human life expectancy, you know, maybe from 100 to 120 or something like that. And, you know, just try to improve the world. I feel like it's going to be much better. And that is my goal in life. I wish to be someone important in this world to try to change things, try to make the whole Earth one people rather than separate kind of people in separate backgrounds, separate things. Because I believe like we were born in this Earth and we're going to die away from this Earth. This Earth is not meant for one person. It's meant for everyone. And I wish like I have that opportunity to change things and make things better rather than trying to go to space or go to Mars to start everything all over from scratch. Why don't I just use that time to make things better for us?
Thank you, William.
Thank you. And that will be it for the BCB radio show. And my name is William.
My name is Latif Elegbede.
And thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
To flex my love, I want to impress, and I want to carry my love away to a place she loves. I'm